Yesterday we spoke about the first of the three components the Mishnah tells us the world stands upon, Torah. Today we're going to speak about the second, Avodah. And it makes sense that the Mishnah would tell us that the world stands on Avodah because we're told in Bereshit Perek Bet that God had the whole world waiting to grow. But Adam Ayin La Avodat Adama. There was no human being there to do Avodah. And in fact, when God creates man and puts him in Gan Eden, it says, Vayanicheu Sham HaAdam Le'ovda U'Leshomra. Man is placed there to do Avodah, even in a world that exists on its own and doesn't need him. What does Avodah mean here? Today we're going to speak about a spiritual side. Tomorrow we'll speak about a more physical side. All of them connected to the word Avodah. The Pashup Shat, the Rami Bar Tanu, and the Rambam say, Avodah here means Korbanos. The Korbanos are the quintessential Avodah of Hashem. And the truth is, the Medrash Rabba writes, Li'ovda u'lishomra, on the Pasuk, Elu HaKorbanos. And we see the world's dependency on Korbanos because we know that after the Mabul, when Noah wanted to refound the world, it says that he brought Korbanos, Perichet Pasukhaf, and when Hashem smelled the Korbanot, saw Noah serving him through Korbanot, God made the commitment to not destroy the world again. The Gemara in Tanit Tafchav Zayinam Abet speaks about how the Korbanot and the Jewish people's involvement in the Korbanot Tzibur, the Ma'amadot, where representatives of the Jewish people would stand, would learn while the Korbanot were being offering, is the basis of the world existence. One may wonder, so what do we do today, where we no longer have the Korbanot? The Gemara continues and says, the Seder Korbanos, reciting the Psukim of the Korbanot, is as if we're bringing the Korbanot, expresses our commitment, our passion to bring Korbanot, and sustains the world. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Simen Memchet, Sif Katan Aleph, on the Shulchan Aruch there, who says that a person should say Korban Tamid, and the other Psukim of Korbanos, the Mishnah Berurah says, by doing this, it's as if we've offered the Korbanot. So we see that our Tfilot can be in place of Korbanot, and this is true not only when we have Tfilot, where we recite the Korbanot, but Tfilot in general, replace the Korbanot. The Gemara in Yom Adaf Peivavim Adbet learns this from the Pasuk in Hosea, Perek Yudalad, Unishalma Farim Svatenu. We replace the parim we're supposed to offer through the utterance of our lips. And we see this in a beautiful Pasuk of David HaMelech, Tehillim Perakuf Mem Aleph, Tikon Tfilati Ketoret Lefanecha. Make my tefillah, found it, make it upright like Toret before you. Masat Kapai, the reaching out of my hands, Minchat Orev, like the Korban Mincha. And of course, this is the famous drasha of Chazal in the second parsha of Kriyat Shema, where we recite, Uliavdo b'chol levavchem v'chol nafshechem. Chazal asked in the Sefri and the Gemara in Tanit, V'chiyesh lo avoda b'alev, what avoda is there in our heart? Uliavdo b'chol levavchem, says the Sefri in the Gemara, zo tfila. Tfila is the korban, the avoda shebalev, where a person commits themselves to Hashem through words and emotions alone. In fact, from Yeshayahu Perek Aleph, we see that tefillah can be greater than korbanot. Because there Yeshayahu quotes Hashem who criticizes the Jewish people for bringing korbanot. They're insincere. They're using it to cover up. Instead, he continues in Pasuk Tetvav, Uvefarischem kapichem ha'alim einayim yikem, gam ki tarbu tefilati, tefillah eineni shomea. God says, even tefillah I won't hear. But the chiddush is that tefillah might have been something that would have worked, even where korbanot do not. Gemara in Brachot Daf Lamed Bet, Gedola tefillah yoter min hakorbanot, because of the fact that God has to reject tefillot also, and not just korbanot. Tefillah like korbanot are an expression of our commitment to Hashem, our avoda to Hashem. When a person learns Torah, they're enriching themselves, investing themselves with wisdom. When a person expresses through avoda, they're showing their commitment to Hashem, and that's why avoda is a necessary completion of the learning of Torah. And tomorrow we'll speak about avoda in the broader sense of the word, beyond korbanot and tefillah, actual avoda, work in the field.